Blog Talk Radio.
It's a great privilege and an honor to allow Milton to come into your life. And it's great, it's a great honor for us to be a part of tomorrow's day for Milton at the Brewing Hall, 14 Station Road, Bellport, New York. And, you know, Bell means beautiful. Port might be beautiful now, but it's going to be more beautiful after tomorrow. It's going to gain a great deal of beauty because it's the place where Milton is being honored. And we give thanks, all of us who are a part of that. We give thanks that Milton is allowing us to honor him. I mean, you know, things have transpired. You know, Brian Baker losing his life today. Tom Cooper, Michelle's husband, was rushed to the hospital. He's all right. Thank God, he's got to make some adjustment in his life. But, all these things that could have gotten in the way of a day for Milton. But it shows you the strength behind it and the determination involved in this. And we especially thank Danielle Baker and her two daughters for allowing us to proceed with this great day for Milton. I mean, it takes a lot of courage, a lot of stamina, and a lot of belief in what Milton stands for. And Milton's memory is going to live forever. I'll tell you something. We're not going to let it die. Never. And we have a lot of people, and some of them in prominent positions, who agree with that.
Very much so. Sorry.
So we're going to proceed with the day for Milton, of course, tomorrow from 11 to 2 at the Brewing Hall, Bellport, New York. And I want to thank my dear friends at the Associated Press, David Caruso and Karen Matthews, and all who are doing their best to alert every editor in the tri-state and maybe even in the country about the day for Milton. There's a new system over there. I don't know if people are aware of it, but they now have to send any day log, what they call the day log, which is the book that all the editors look at to see if they want to cover a story. The day log information has to go over to England, and then they disperse it to the area. So
wow.
There's no way to really tell until it's posted that a particular event is on the day log. Some of our friends were good enough to send it in and help us to possibly get on. We'll find out in the morning if we got on the day log. But in any event, we have plenty of other news people that have contacted us already. You know, Tom gave an interview today on the radio, and we have some radio ads playing all night up until midnight, and then tomorrow morning. So all for the day for Milton and the privilege to do a day for Milton. This is how the agencies should look at Milton. It should be a privilege, an honor to honor him and to talk about what he stands for and what every service dog stands for and what every dog stands for. You know, the ordinary dog has saved a person's life. There was a song about that with Elvis, a boy and his dog, and one line in the song was how when it was this kid who was the subject of the song, fell into a pond, you know, a well, and the dog jumped in, pulled him out.
Wow.
So there you have it. You know, an ordinary dog can save somebody's life and be there for you. How much more so a guide dog or a service dog? So it's a great privilege and honor. And that's how it should be looked upon. And that's how all the people that are coming together with us tomorrow do look upon it. Just ask one of them. You'll see what I mean. All right? We're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen in Bellport, 631-286-0444. And I want to thank Tom and Michelle for tomorrow. They're going to be providing refreshments for the day for Milton. They've worked very hard on this, and they've been very challenged to keep this day for Milton. Brian was Tom's best friend.
Wow.
And we're pulling it through. We're going to do it. Yeah, Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. They'll always have a special place in our heart and a free ad anytime on my show. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Third Eye Insight. My buddy Devin, you want to stay in shape, give him a call, 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight, learn how to protect yourself. And call Devin, Third Eye Insight. Hey, we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. And please remember Kennedy's wife and his sister in your prayers. I'll have to get an update on that. They've been, both of them are battling cancer.
Wow.
All right. All right, Kennedy Realty. Thank you so much for helping Inner Sight. Suffolk Bus Corp, who has done so much for us for this day for Milton. And they're going to be bringing over some flyers tomorrow that Ira Tucker created. We'll have them as handouts with Milton's picture on it. I want to thank Angelo and everybody at Suffolk Bus for printing up those flyers, and tomorrow they're going to have somebody bring them over. Suffolk Bus has donated these 24 throw blankets. We're gonna raffle off two, and then the others we'll just give them away. You know, people who have helped and who care about the day for Milton. In addition to that, they've given Inner Sight a donation. Well, they do that every year.
Mm-hmm.
And they also printed up our petition with Milton's picture, which has almost 80,000 names.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I want to thank Suzanne for helping with that.
You're welcome.
And all the people... Olga Murray, who's a contributor and a great believer in Inner Sight, who will be reading the proclamation tomorrow, Milton, from the town of Brookhaven. All right. Brookhaven Shelter will be there to talk about animal safety and animals. And, of course, my good friend Jose Delgado, who will be talking about the independent living and what service dogs mean to people in the community. And we're also working on a project to teach disabled and blind people how to train service dogs on their own. That would protect people. You know, because you have no law, you got to have some kind of protection. So that's in the works. All right, in a sight, and we're expecting a call from Michelle Kruger.
We have a call from Lorraine.
On inner sight. We have a what?
A call from Lorraine. I'm going to put her through.
Oh, Lorraine, yeah. Lorraine's one of our regular callers.
Mm-hmm.
On inner sight. Good evening. Hello, Lorraine.
Hello. How is everyone doing tonight?
Doing well, actually.
That's good. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear
I'm actually
that.
Excited to meet everybody that we hear about, and I'm very excited to see that.
Yeah, me yeah. too. I'm supposed to be getting there tomorrow. I got a ride.
Oh, great.
You got a ride.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. I got a ride.
Wow. Glad to hear
mm-hmm.
that. Anybody
yeah.
we know?
No, it's nobody you know. Mm-mm.
Oh, all right. Well, it doesn't matter.
It's, yeah. It's my children's dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I spoke to him. I said, could you please?
Yeah.
No, that,
uh-huh.
Well, that's a good
yeah.
person to the day for milking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Very happy to hear that. And we'll look forward
I
to
am, too.
Seeing
mm-hmm.
you there. And,
mm-hmm.
you
I'll
know,
be in a pink dress.
Nice. I'll be in a black one. No.
Okay.
I'll be in a black skirt. That's all I know right now. I haven't decided between the two
okay.
outfits yet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to do
yeah.
something that I rarely do. I'm going to wear a tie tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
The only tie I own.
That's all right.
All right, yeah,
it's all right. You're going to look good.
Mm-hmm.
And, Lorraine, before we get Michelle on the air, don't you believe it's a privilege, Anna Milton? What do you
yes,
think about
it
that?
Is. Yes, I do. It's a big privilege and an honor to lift him up tomorrow, yes,
yeah.
to honor him. Mm-hmm. And Michelle,
you know,
yes.
Yeah.
And Mr. Baker.
Mr. Baker,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A dog that has absolutely done no wrong to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
No. It deserves that honor, you know. I heard something that really bothered me. Michelle probably wouldn't want me to mention it, but I mean, this is my show, so.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the Helen Keller people are going to come and bring a blind friend of Michelle who did the sculpture, and that's wonderful, and I'm
oh.
so happy she's going to be there to talk. But what bothers me is they're coming in an unofficial capacity, not an official capacity, you see.
Mm.
I'm not going to talk about it tomorrow because I promised
no.
Michelle, and I know she doesn't want to get into the heavy stuff. I don't blame her. But on my show, I got to say that that's horrible. No. You know, they should be official. You know, and they should make it known in an official
mm-hmm.
capacity, as in a site will, of course. You know, any of the media wants to know our view, we'll It'll be very crucial. That's for sure. Anyway, so much for that. Inner sight means freedom. Our inner sight phone number, 631-224-3090. And you can call anytime, day or night. Leave a message on our service. We'll get back to you. All right, we're brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell. I want to thank our new friend, Emma, who put up a flyer for us in the coffee bean. You know, it's little things like that that mean a lot. You know, all of our new friends. I want to thank the store Out of the Blue, Madonna and Tara, the owner, for putting up the flyer. And all the people that have, the Dunkin' Donuts is promoting the Day for Milton. All right. We thank you so much for that. Everybody who cares, everybody who believes that it's an honor and a privilege to bring about the Day for Milton. All right, go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. All right, and we're waiting for Michelle to see if she'll call in. It's been quite a hard day for her. Her husband was rushed to the hospital, and he's out. He's home, and. You know, sometimes people have to change their lifestyle, and that's the hardest thing to do because mm-hmm. you get into habits.
Yes.
You know, hardest thing to do. All right, inner sight, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. Tomorrow is the day for Milton, 14 Station Road, Bellport. From 11 to 2, and we're going to have some free gifts. We'll have handmade Milton bracelets, some of which will have paw prints on them in the form of jewelry. And we'll have these handmade blankets. Not handmade, but these throw blankets that you can carry in your hand. You know, they come with a little handle. We'll have those to give away. We'll raffle off two, and then we'll give the rest away. And there will be T-shirts of Milton that you can purchase.
Great. How much are they, Frank?
Oh, I don't know, $15 maybe.
Oh, good, okay. I have enough money.
So the money goes to promote animal safety, any donations that we get will be put toward that. Somebody sent me a text message, but I can't read it.
Oh, wow.
So, Michelle, if you're listening, and if you sent me that text message, call me on the inside line.
She's on the line now.
Oh, all right.
I refreshed it.
All right.
Let me let it through.
Around the world, and it's my great honor and privilege to introduce our guest. One of our guests of honor for tomorrow, along with Milton and Brian, Michelle Cooper, on the line with us, Inner Sight. Hello.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for calling in. I know you had a rough day. And
well, I have
appreciate
Tom here, too.
You call.
He's sitting down relaxing for a few minutes.
Oh, that's good. We got some feedback. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Frank, how you doing? It's Tom.
Oh, hey, Tom. I'm glad you could join us.
Yeah, me too. It's been a day.
How are you feeling?
Yeah. How am I feeling? I feel as good as I can be with 13 kidney stones, but I'm great.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's a little pain. Little painful, but they gave me some medication for it and whatnot. It's the only problem is it wears off a little too quickly, but it's fine.
Yeah.
We're here. That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're here, and we have the honor and the privilege of vindicating Milton, who spent his life saving Michelle's life.
More or less, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
And, yeah, and I consider it a great, great privilege to honor Milton. And I want to thank you and Michelle for allowing us to be a part of that.
Frank, it should be us thanking you. You know, you've been the driving force behind this, and we really appreciate all of your efforts. You have no idea.
Well, I think Milton is the driving force, not me.
Well, Milton is definitely the driving force, definitely the driving force. But, you know, we want to see something positive come out of this. We want to see, you know, just the mere fact, and like we discussed earlier, you know, when we spoke, you know, right now it's not about what happened or how it happened or you know, whom did what or whatever. It's about celebrating his life. It's about, you know, the animal safety, and when you take your dog out or your cat or whatever the case may be, it's, you know, you really have to watch out for them because they don't speak, they can't defend themselves, and at the end of the day, we're here, we're their humans, we want them to be, you know, thriving in life. You know, unfortunately, you know, Milton was a catastrophic mistake of, you know, a certain individual and a certain individual's, you know, place. However, at the end of the day, you know, I know he's looking down on us and he's smiling and he's now playing with our friend Brian. And we know that, you know, so, and I don't know if you had mentioned it earlier about Brian Baker, one of the nicest people that you ever want to meet. And we lost him last Tuesday. And, you know, I really want to thank him and his family for opening up their business to us and let us holding this event in his honor. And we also would like to say something nice to, you know, nice about them, because without Brian and Danielle and their two kids, Katie and Brianna, we would really be a rock and a hard place. But he said even before he died, you know, this has to happen.
How old are they? Tell me, how old are the girls?
The girls are, Katie just turned 16 a few months ago, and Brianna is like, what, 12?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I haven't met them yet, but...
No, but Brian was one of my best friends. There was no finer man. This man would literally give you the shirt off his back if you asked him. And let me tell you, and you want to talk about somebody who loved dogs and loved animals? When you come into the brewery, take a look to the left, and you can see every dog that ever came into that brewery. He had pictures up on the wall. He loved them. He had treats behind the counter. He was... I can't. If anybody were ever to speak one bad word about him, I would say they're lying. I mean, that's the kind of person
I hope you put Carabelle up there. I want her up there.
Absolutely. We'll have to take pictures.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That would be a great honor for me and her.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So.
Yeah, and so tomorrow is the day.
Yep.
And we're going to have a great, great, and you know, everybody who's coming to this, as far as I can determine, is of one mind.
Right.
You know, we're all on the same page.
I agree. Wholeheartedly agree. But, you know, we do the best we can. And I want to give a shout out to Michelle as well. And I'm sure she's probably going to turn around and kick me after I get off the phone. But tomorrow is Michelle's birthday. So.
I was just going to say that.
Yep. Tomorrow is Michelle's birthday.
To you. I'm going to sing it tomorrow, too.
Yeah, he's going to sing to you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
There you go. So,
yeah.
But, like I said, she is here, but I took you off speakerphone, but hold on. I'm going to put it back on.
I can't hear.
Yeah.
Okay, try now. Can you hear me? I have to hang up the receiver for that to happen. Okay. So, but
hey, Michelle.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead, Tom. Finish your statement.
Okay.
I think it's too much feedback.
No, it's my phone. Sorry.
Oh, it's your phone.
Yeah. All right. Try that.
Hello.
Yeah.
Can
hi.
You hear it? Yep.
Just about. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna let him get here and see if he can talk at the same time as you.
Hello.
Yes. Oh, there you are. Yeah. Hi. How do you feel about honoring Milton as a birthday present? Is that a good present for you?
It's a great present. I always said that he was the best gift I ever received. So to do this on my birthday is the second best gift I ever received.
I thought I was the best.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't receive you.
And you won't hold it against me if I cry tomorrow, will you? I'm a very sensitive guy.
I'll be crying too. I won't even notice.
No. I might cry number three.
But yeah, see, it's going to be contagious.
That's it.
Yep.
But I will say this: tomorrow's going to be a good day. We need.
Yes.
After all is said and done, we need to have a good day.
We need to make sure that this doesn't happen this summer to any other animal.
Exactly.
If we can just remind people. You know, if this can be just a reminder, like, hey, I remember last year, then maybe it'll save at least one animal or one child.
If it saves one animal, I'm a happy person.
Me too.
Yeah.
So.
I agree. You know, I always tell my dog, whatever happens to you happens to me.
Exactly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They are our furry guardian angels, I always say.
Oh yeah. No doubt about it. You know, and so you have anybody in particular you want to thank on the air?
I want to thank you. I want to thank everyone that's going to be there. I want to thank the bakers. I want to thank my husband. I mean, there's just so many.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, overwhelmed and nervous about tomorrow, so my brain isn't with me 100%.
How are we going to send out all these thank you cards?
I don't know about that. I'll do
the best
I can. So.
You know, you got to thank all the newspaper publishers, too, that put Milton in the paper and didn't take a dime from us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I mean, the list goes on and on about all the people that helped make this day possible. It's just it's just wonderful. And I have to thank Ira, your good friend Ira.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ira was absolutely fantastic, you know, and he's still going. You know, he's not going to stop, you know. We have plans already. I think I told you to do days for Milton in other states. You know,
that's awesome.
Boston, Massachusetts is one. Illinois is another. You know, we're lining people up. Would you believe it?
Yes, absolutely.
That'd be wonderful. If you know,
they
if
want
we can
it,
save animals
people
everywhere.
Want it to it. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Well, that's the idea. So, listen, I want to let you guys get some rest. Anything else you want to say?
Well, if I may, I want to say, again, Frank, you know, despite the fact that, you know, if Milton was our dog, I think I want to say that collectively, he was all of our dogs.
Yeah.
And, you know, without you pushing and prodding and getting things going, Frank, I don't know where we would be today. I don't think we would have had the turnout
and the support
we're expecting, and the support, and we want to thank you most of all.
and we really appreciate all that you do and have done. I want to thank
Milton has brought us all together to an eternal friendship.
Exactly.
You know?
I want to thank the Baker family, Brian specifically. Brian, I miss this man more than you know. He was more than just a friend to me. And for him, knowing his business during the day when they're closed, speaks volumes.
And he had a couple of weeks ago asked his daughter's friend to paint Milton's paw print on their door.
Aww.
So, that was before he died. I mean, like I said, Brian loved Milton almost as much as we did. And he loved dogs. Like, there's pictures of dogs everywhere. He was always giving them water and treats and petting with them and playing with them. He's a great man.
Yeah. Well, I love him, too. I only met him a very short time, but there was something about that guy. And once I saw how he was with Milton, that was it for me, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what brought us together.
That's it.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, listen, guys.
Well, thank you, and make sure that you have a good rest tonight. There's a busy day tomorrow.
Yeah,
you too.
We're all going to be busy, and I'm looking forward to it. And you and Tommy have become my lifelong friends.
Absolutely.
You know.
All right.
Listen, get some rest, huh?
Oh, please! I got another 3 hours worth of work yet. We're after the rest of the
day. Have a good night.
Have a great night.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep.
Yes. All right. Inner sight. And I want to just talk a little bit about how I met Brian Baker a few weeks ago when we had a meeting with him, me, and Michelle. Tom was busy with the store. And he was so intent on honoring Milton. Now, he didn't know. He only knew me from the television show, but he didn't know what I was doing. And then, of course, he found out, and his loss is a great one, but. It shows you that even in his loss, there's power and friendship, because obviously his wife shared that love for Milton, evident by the fact that, we're still having the day. So thank you so much to the whole Baker family. I want to ask Suzanne, my engineer, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. I want to ask Suzanne, how do you feel that it's a privilege to honor Milton? What kind of things come into your mind?
The first thing, I'm honored. And a privilege also. I'm honored to know that it is a privilege to be there. It's a spiritual event as well as, I think it's very spiritual. And I hope, to see the angel, play out. He was an angel, let's put it that way. I'm stuttering my words because I'm holding back my tears. So, I mean, that dog, really brought a lot of people together.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. And this is just the beginning.
I know.
We intend to go forward and do this in other states, and we're already getting responses from people.
Nice.
Who want to do it. There's a woman in Massachusetts, multiply disabled, a big dog lover. She had a service dog, and the dog passed away. She's in a wheelchair, and she's visually impaired.
Like me.
She wants
to
do a day for Milton.
Definitely.
So we intend to bring it to Boston. and get people on board. And there's another woman in outside of Chicago. Mm-hmm. Well, you know her from the show. She goes by Pepper.
Right, right.
You know, her son-in-law is disabled and has a service dog. We've been talking about doing a day for Milton in outside of Chicago, the little town where she lives.
That's awesome.
So, you know, people are getting into it, and what's going to happen tomorrow is going to show them that it can be done.
Right. And most importantly, what it's going to show is how precious these dogs are to the visually impaired, to the people who are on wheelchairs, people who are hearing impaired, how precious these dogs are to their life and should not be placed in a car alone. You know?
Yeah. I spoke to a friend of mine 836, by the way, New York. I spoke to a friend of mine, Richard Rosenthal. Some of you may know that name. A very famous animal rights lawyer. And he wants me to keep him posted because another lawyer who will be speaking tomorrow, Olga Murray, came up with the idea yesterday. Her idea. Mm-hmm. And she said to me, I want to start, we need to start a board to make sure that these animals are protected. You know?
That's true.
So we have the beginnings of that.
Beautiful.
You know? And then, of course, Joe Delgado, who expressed definite thoughts about how we're going to meet and get together and talk about starting a training center at Silo to teach blind and disabled people how to train your dog, your service dog, on your own.
That's beautiful.
So we have that in the works. Mm-hmm. And I've been invited to speak in front of the Lions Club, and that's going to be the topic of my talk. I'll get there.
Yeah, very much.
Because I think I could convince them to put some money behind this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, don't forget tomorrow, the day for Milton.
Mm-hmm.
Tell
That's
the whole
right.
world about it.
Yeah.
The world doesn't know it. You know, my buddy, our buddy down in Australia that has that radio show, what's his name?
Shakedown, I know that. Craig Shakedown. Right, his radio show.
Hey, Shakedown, don't forget to make an announcement.
I'm on his Twitter.
From Australia. What?
I'm on his Twitter. I could send it to him.
Yeah, send it to him.
Okay, great.
How about a day for Milton in Australia?
Oh, I would love to go there.
Now, that might be a good way to get rid of that quarantine law.
Right, for these guide dogs.
I just thought of that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Show the value of a service dog like that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another possibility.
There's also another thing that's coming. I'm sorry.
What?
I can't hear. For some reason, the line is just a little echoey, and I can't hear if you're talking or I am, so I'm shutting my mouth.
We have an ally in Australia who likes our show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, pass along, you know, a day for Milton.
That's
Social
right.
media goes all over now.
Yep, isn't that amazing?
All right, Inner Sight, don't forget tomorrow night, the funnies. And we will be here, planning to be here,
mm-hmm.
tomorrow night on Inner Sight. And I want to thank John Corrado from Suffolk Bus for helping promote the day for Milton and for donating to Inner Sight and for getting us printed material and those blankets they donated. Little miniature blankets. They're pretty cool.
Cute. They are, really? Wow.
Yeah, they're nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can have one tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Inner Sight. Tomorrow, the big day, of course. 11 to 2, Brewing Hall, Belport, New York, 14 Station Road. So come on down. Have a great time. You don't have to put any money out to get in. We're going to have a raffle. And we're going to have some free gifts to give away. And there will be food, refreshments.
Awesome.
We thank Tom and Michelle for that.
Awesome. I can't wait for tomorrow, honestly.
All right. And, of course, once again, we have to, and we'll always thank the Baker family.
Oh, yeah.
And deepest condolences.
Yes.
For the loss of Brian Baker. So, there you have it. We've got the proclamation. That'll be read. Not only do we have the proclamation, we have the day for Milton with it.
That's right.
You know, when we first got that proclamation, we approached the town of Brookhaven, and they couldn't do a day for Milton for whatever reason. We weren't too happy with that. But now we got the day for Milton, and we got the proclamation.
That's awesome.
You see? We brought it about, and I worked mostly under the direction of Ira Tucker Jr.
Oh, yeah. He's excellent.
Who is an expert.
Mm-hmm.
He's in publicizing. And you can see the results.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
You got the day for Milton.
Yeah. He also brought people together. Milton, I feel, also brought people together. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting how, you know, a beautiful dog like that, who's heavenly now, and he's bringing people together. It's awesome. I can't wait, like I said.
Well, he had a way of uniting people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Milton was a very, very happy dog.
Mm-hmm.
And that reflects how this event is going to be a happy event.
Yeah, it is.
You know, to exemplify how Milton was.
Mm-hmm.
And a beautiful, positive day, and also to celebrate Michelle's birthday.
That's right. Perfect day for that.
So come on out. Have a great time. You know, if you can't stay the whole time, that's fine. Just come on out for 15 minutes, a half an hour, whatever you can do. Join us. We don't know how many people we're going to have. We hope it's a big crowd. That would be nice. But whoever it is and whatever it is, it'll be for Milton and Michelle and, of course, in honor of Brian, too, Brian Baker. All right, so if anybody would like to be on the show, drop us an email, innersight1620, 1620, innersight1620@gmail.com. I can get emails. I got to learn how to answer them, but I can get them. I'm getting them all right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, or you can call Innersight, 631-224-3090. Like to be on the show and tell us what you want to talk about, something about yourself, and we'll get back to you. All right. Inner Sight, brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary, dog food, cat food, and medical when they're able to do it. Nobody Starves on Long Island, 631-484-3085. Nobody Starves on Long Island. And brought to you by Silo. I may mention their number before. Silo, 631-880-7929. And I specifically want to thank Jill for helping promote the day for Milton. And, of course, Jose Delgado, who will be speaking tomorrow at the day for Milton. Hey, Joe said something weird to me today. Yes.
Did he?
You know what he said?
What
did
he say?
We ought to do a day. He said we ought to do a day for Milton in Albany.
That's the truth.
I would love
nice.
To.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the governor?
No.
What is she going to
say?
I hate dogs?
Yeah, exactly.
She wouldn't have the nerve to say that.
No, not in front of all the people who love a service dog, or love a guide dog, or love any dog for that matter. She couldn't do that.
Day for Milton, Joe Delgado says Albany. He knows a lot of people up there, too.
Well, we should go then.
He goes up
road
there
trip.
For meetings.
Yeah.
4 times a year he's got to go up there.
Mm-hmm.
The budget and all that. That'd be wouldn't
it? It would be
and
very
And we have... my girlfriend's brother has a business in Albany, and he's a big dog lover.
Wow.
So it's not so far-fetched.
No, it isn't.
Could be happening. Who knows? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight. Milton's getting around.
Yes. And I was thinking about doing a Friends and Family Day for Milton in Astoria Park.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So all right. I'm familiar with Astoria Park. It's a big park.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Very nice over there. I just got to... So I'm talking to somebody I'm supposed to talk to this week about it sometime, if not next week.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
So you have to get a license for that, and you have to get a
permit.
A medical.
A permit,
clearance.
Yeah.
They have to be have to be a medical person involved with that.
Mm-hmm.
Fire department, all that stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. If you want to call in, 213-816-1650. And the great day coming up tomorrow. It seems like yesterday that we launched it.
Exactly.
Tomorrow, the day for Milton. Bellport, New York, 14 Station Road, 11 to 2. And you could come over there and eat some breakfast. You know, we'll have some food over there. But don't worry about having breakfast. Come on over. You know, we'll take care of you. All right, one guy asked me if we're going to have any prosciutto over there. he wants a prosciutto sandwich. I said, wait a minute. What do you think this is? The mafia over here? Is there no mafia over here?
Oh, that's cute.
So anyway.
Oh.
And then he said to me, well, I'm not coming over there to eat. I'm not coming over there to Honor Milton.
Aww.
All right, Inner Sight. And, you know, we feel very privileged and honored to be a part of this and the way it all came about. And, you know, Ira gave me the idea. He originated it. You know?
Oh yeah.
And I said to him, and when he gave me the idea, I said, well, how do we do that? What do we do? You know? And then he explained it to me, and this is how we do it. You know, you get people to talk about it and why, and bring people together, and you know, everybody. And he was right.
Oh, he is right.
It worked.
Mm-hmm.
Works that way. So that's how the whole idea started.
Yeah.
And here we are. Milton Eve.
Yes.
We're on Milton Eve on Inner Sight.
That's right.
And tomorrow will be the day, Milton Day.
Hmm.
It's a privilege to tell the world about it. Hey, give me a tally. How many people we got?
120,088.
All right. 120,088 listeners. Now, tomorrow we'll have the petition over there. You could take a copy with you. You know, you can read it. You can sign it. And the petition now has Milton's picture on it.
That's right.
So it's dedicated to him and all the other service dogs and all the dogs.
Yeah.
All dogs. You know, all animals. So you can pick up a copy of that tomorrow from Inner Sight. We'll have a handout written by Ira Tucker about the day for Milton. What it means.
Awesome.
With Milton's picture. And we'll have, if anybody wants a souvenir, we have flyers left. You can take that. It has Milton's picture, two pictures of him on it. And on the bottom of the flyer, it has all the information about the Inner Sight shows. And you can find out when we're on the air and all that. So those are the three handouts that we'll be giving to the media and to, you know, anyone who wants one. You know, media can look at those, and that's probably where they'll get a lot of their questions from.
Definitely.
So there you have it, world. Our last show before the day from Milton. And I want to thank everyone who has called in over the last, 6 months?
Oh, yeah. Easily.
And everyone who is participating and everyone who is donating. And I got to thank Bill with the website for putting Milton up there on the homepage.
Yeah, it looks nice now. Before it was too dark.
And tribute to Inner Sight. I want to thank the Islip Cleaners for contributing. And all of our friends who made this whole thing happen by keeping Inner Sight on the air.
Yes. Very
That's a big
important.
Part of it.
Yeah.
All right, so we hope to see you there tomorrow, everybody.
I hope
day
so.
For milk.
God willing, everything's going to move. Mm-hmm.
What? You're
I said God willing.
Him.
No, I just said God willing, everybody gets there safe.
All right. We will be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. Don't forget, Louie will be here. Jimmy Dinigal will be here. And we're going to have a prank call tomorrow night, a real one.
Mm. Oh, boy. Interesting.
Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night for the Funnies right here on Inner Sight Live around the world. And just once again, that address, 14 Station Road, the day for Milton, from 11 to 2 tomorrow. Come on down. Join us. Bring your dog. Bring your puppy. Some people said they're going to bring their puppies. You know, your dog is welcome. That's a day from Milton. And this first one is going to be used as an example for others. You know, we're going to gather all the information, the news articles, anything that comes out, and we'll put it into a package. And we'll use it to promote other days for Milton around the country. So there you have it. I got that today from our publicist, Ira Tucker, who will put that together for us.
That's awesome.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. All you editors out there, look for us tomorrow on the Associated Press Day Log. And send somebody down and cover the day for Milton. We got a lot to say and a lot to do. All right, I want to thank Lorraine for calling in. How'd you do on your
show tonight? It got a little better. I had a guest. A caller. Yes.
Well, that's good.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. We got it together.
Oh, yeah, tune in that show.
That
when
made
you
me
want
happy.
Again, Saturday?
Yes, Saturday at 6:30 to 7 p.m.
The show was much better today. It was much better today. This is Jason, by the way. The show was much better today.
We got about a minute. Let's hear the call-in number for that show. 6:30 Saturday, Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
What's the
call? And that number would be 319-527-6201. 319-527-6201. And that would be 21 and up Chill Lounge.
All right, thank you so much. We'll be with you tomorrow night on the Frolic Inner Sight. Don't forget tomorrow, the day for Milton, the great, great day for a great soldier.
Oh,
very brave.
Mm-hmm.
All right, goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.